Nancy, we're here at the Startup Canada Prairie Region Awards, and you've been awarded Woman Entrepreneur of the Year. What does that mean to you?
It's an exciting accomplishment, and it is an amazing opportunity to finally, after 20 years of entrepreneurship, to get to the point where I am recognized for the work that I've been doing, the work that my team has been doing, and the great products that we're bringing to market on a global stage.
Now, you have a background in biotechnology, and then you went into business. So what is your company?
My company right now is a medical device company / health and wellness products company. So we started in the medical device marketplace with our first product, which is an oral appliance for treatment of sleep apnea and snoring. However, we're now looking forward to leveraging the infrastructure that we've built to bring on other products in the health and wellness space that deliver the same clinical benefits to consumers that our first product would, but in different areas, of course.
So for the sleep apnea, what does it look like?
Well, it looks actually like a baby soother, an inverted baby soother. So it's a tongue retention device, so it slips on the end of your tongue and it pulls your tongue forward. And by virtue of pulling the tongue forward, it unblocks the airway.
Now, you have a global reach. How many countries are you in?
We're in 85 countries today. We're looking at expanding into new international markets, Brazil, Mexico, Africa. We want to basically blanket the globe. We want to be able to bring our products to people who are in need, wherever they may be, all over the world.
What made you jump into the world of entrepreneurship?
I actually was born into a family of entrepreneurs. And I learned very young, at maybe 10 years old, that I had a true passion for entrepreneurship. And when I went to university and started learning sciences, I loved the sciences as well. And then I just decided, boy, wouldn't it be great if I could combine those two, my love of entrepreneurship with my love of science. And I brought those two together into this business that I founded.
And yet at the same time, you're doing all the other things that women have to do, raising a family, bringing your children up. How did you do it?
Well, with a lot of juggling, a lot of late nights, weekends, the life of an entrepreneur, you never stop thinking about what you're doing. And that's really what you have to do when you're an entrepreneur and starting up. But you do have to rely on the people around you. I had a very supportive family, my teenage kids now. My husband, my brothers and sisters, they all helped me throughout this journey.
Now, you mentioned something about expansion. What areas are you going to go into now?
Well, we're looking at geographic expansion as one way to get our products further into the market. We're also looking at other products. So we're working on the next generation of our medical device, which is aimed towards children. And sleep apnea and snoring in children is growing at an alarming rate, primarily because of obesity, but other reasons as well. And then we're looking at other health and wellness products, nutritional products, that can deliver real clinical benefits in certain clinical applications where there's a global unmet need. I can't tell you too much about it right now, but hopefully in the coming weeks we'll have some news on that to announce.
Since these awards are given out by Startup Canada, Startup Canada is new as well. What does that say to you?
I think it's fabulous that there's organizations like Startup Canada who are reaching into the community and pulling our entrepreneurs out of their closets and out of their basements and recognizing them for the great work that they're doing. And there's so much potential here in Canada. And I think we have the potential to really develop a solid reputation on a global stage as innovators and entrepreneurs who are making a difference in the world.
Congratulations, Nancy.
Thank you very much.